From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. Since Jason Stockley was acquitted of first-degree murder last month, some protesters and elected officials are embracing bringing in outside prosecutors for police-involved killings. But Jason Rosenbaum reports that Missouri's attorney general isn't keen on that idea.
In a statement, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley said, quote, "Until the legislature determines a course of action with specific legislative proposals, I will respect the original jurisdiction of local prosecutors." Backers of the outside prosecutor idea say local prosecuting attorneys work too closely with police departments. Hawley said last year that he saw issues with taking authority away from local prosecutors.
We elect them, and we do that in order to hold them accountable because they have the primary responsibility to prosecute crime.
Hawley is a Republican running in next year's U.S. Senate race. His possible opponent, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, says she's open to having other prosecutors look into police-related fatalities. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's only nuclear power plant is undergoing a nearly $130 million repair project that includes the first overhaul of its main generator since the plant began operating in 1984. The Callaway Energy Center shut down earlier this month for a regularly scheduled refueling and is expected to be offline for 60 days while repairs are made. The power plant in rural Callaway County typically employs 750 people and added about 1,000 workers to make the repairs. The nuclear plant had run for 514 straight days, the second longest continuous period in its history. Federal regulators have released documents detailing four cases of patient abuse at the Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, that led to the firing or resignations of 12 staffers. Three of the patients had been admitted to the hospital's psychiatric unit. Gina Terlizzi is executive director of the Missouri chapter for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She said she was disturbed and upset by the reports.
Not acceptable, and we do know that individuals with mental illness still face discrimination, they still face mistreatment, and it's incredibly troubling when they are going somewhere to seek help and they are seeing this kind of treatment.
Mercy has since implemented a corrective plan overseen by federal regulators. The Chesterfield-based Catholic Health System put out a statement saying it deeply regrets that these incidents occurred and that it's treating the situation as a learning opportunity. The Columbia Board of Education officially signed off on the members of the Lee Elementary School renaming committee. Lee Elementary School was originally named after Confederate General Robert E. Lee when it opened in 1904. The school was renamed Lee Expressive Arts Elementary School 30 years ago. The removal of Confederate names and monuments has been a controversial topic in cities across the nation. The Columbia Missourian reports the Lee School community has been asking for a change over the past 2 years. The public can take part in this renaming process by sending in suggestions to the committee. The committee will then send those ideas for the school board members to have final say. There is no set timeline for the name selection. Missouri officials are proposing that Amazon consider spreading their new location along the I-70 corridor rather than building a single headquarters in either Kansas City or St. Louis. Missouri's chief operating officer, Drew Erdman, says that a, quote, innovation corridor could start in either Kansas City or St. Louis and span between the two to include Columbia. Erdman says the cities could be connected if a high-speed hyperloop track is built in the state. Missouri is submitting their application to Amazon today. Last month, Amazon opened the search for a second headquarters and promised to spend more than $5 billion on the site. The Seattle-based company says it would bring up to 50,000 jobs. Kansas City, St. Louis, and many other North American cities have also submitted individual applications to become Amazon's second home. The U.S. House Committee on Agriculture is gearing up for the next federal farm bill. The Columbia Missourian reports that the first draft of the bill is planned to be out in a couple of weeks, and the committee hopes to pass the final one by next year. The current bill was passed in 2014, 2 years after the previous bill had expired. U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler says that this time, the committee aims to write the bill in a timely manner before its 2018 expiration date. She presented updates on the bill at the 2018 Farm Bill Summit held yesterday at the University of Missouri. The Farm Bill is the foundation of federal agricultural and food policies that is passed every 5 years by the U.S. Congress. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry.